Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Steve, talk to us. I know you wanted to share with us about nameless and faceless people. Talk to us.
Well, we've been talking a lot about the harvest, and you know, this is actually one of Rick Joyner's books. Just an encouraging, and, you know, if you have not got this, I encourage you to pick it up.
And the book is called?
The book is called The Harvest.
The Harvest. Okay.
And I'm a little bit behind you guys, I'm a little earlier. But there's a chapter, and it's called Equipping the Saints. And what has been so encouraging is he's talking about the fact of, you know, discipleship and just raising up the body of Christ and just pouring on in others. And I mean, I've just been like highlighting after it's like the whole thing's just one big giant highlight. It's powerful. And I've noticed
his books is not something you can listen to on audio. It's like waste.
No, you really got to slow down. And I've read it before and I'm going back through and reading it again. And it's just really been highlighting. But God stopped me when I was actually reading this. Something just really stuck out to me. And it says, because in this, you know, Rick's, he's talking about the importance of relationships. And he's talking about the fact that there's so many things. But, you know, early in the chapter, he talks about the intricacies of, like, you know, building a plane. And a lot of people don't think about it, but it's like there's specific engineers. And, you know, one guy's working on a turbine. One guy's working on, like, the landing gear. One guy's working on the wing. And they might not realize the importance. They don't see the whole picture. Maybe a few people do. They see the whole schematics. But when they bring together their parts, they see, okay, this makes sense. And I was reading, and it says, you know, we must understand that every part will not be directly joined to every other part. The arm must be joined to the shoulder. And this, he's continuing on talking about in relationship to the body. He says the arm must be joined to the shoulder, not the hip. Ultimately, all of the parts will be joined together, but not many will be joined through other parts, possibly not having much of a direct relationship. It can be futile of a waste of time for us to try to join with every other stream in the church. We must be sensitive to give ourselves only to the relationships that the Lord is establishing for us. And God was just really beginning me to just pay attention to is that so often that we can just get so caught up in everything that's going on and just the things that God's doing across the face of the earth, which is encouraging and it's exciting. But we got to stay focused of just like, okay, God, what is my portion? What have you placed for me? What have you brought me to and what have you brought to me? And God just began to just take me into that deeper encounter. Like if you focus on like the shoulder, I mean, you can say, okay, arm, shoulder, that's it, right? But when you go deeper and it's like, okay, there's muscles, you know, there's bones, there's ligaments, there's tendons. There's so many detailed relationships that make that connection work. And even more detailed, you got blood vessels, you got veins. And it's like one specific vein or one specific nerve ending can't get caught up in what the muscle's doing or what the bone's doing. And because of the fact that the nerve is being focused on what it's doing, the whole shoulder is able to come together.
Right.
And so often, you know, I've talked about it before, or others who are aware of, like, you know, the inner workings of the body. And it's just like, if you look at like your legs, your leg from your hip to your knee is the biggest bone, your femur, and it's your biggest muscle, your quad. And they can think, okay, well, that's the most impacting part of the body. And it's just like, well, have you ever had like a bad nerve go back or something in your lower back, you have a nerve go out, and it's just like the whole body points at that. And it's like, something's wrong. And that's just like really highlights. It's just like, okay, if we're not doing our part, if we're not doing what God has called us to do, what God has entrusted us to do, it's going to hinder the movement of the body.
The whole body suffers.
Exactly. So you think about it, because every portion is being faithful in the shoulder, every portion is being faithful in the knee, the hip, the body's able to carry a weight. The body's able to step. But the thing is, though, is the fact that we have to be able to be willing to be that nameless nerve that nobody sees. Because you think about it, there's millions of little nerves. There's millions of little blood vessels that have to do their job in order for one single body to do their work. And it's just like, that's the body of Christ. And it's just like really God just began showing me different areas. And it's like you look at it, you look in the book of Acts, and many people are aware of the Apostle Paul and the extraordinary exploits that he did for the kingdom and how mightily God used his life. Mm-hmm. But what has really jumped out to me is the fact that there were people that sowed into Paul's life. And you look at the Bible and how the Bible describes them, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It calls them the disciples. And you can read about this in Acts 9. It says that, you know, Saul spent several days with the disciples in Damascus. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. They didn't have any names. They didn't have any stories. They didn't have any, like, what their character, which is, they were called disciples. And you read on continuing later in that chapter in Acts 9, it says in verse 27, it says, Barnabas took him, being Paul, and brought him to the apostles. They didn't have any names. But because of the nameless and faceless ones who poured and who were faithful with the relationship with Paul,
yeah,
we still read about the churches, the nations, the regions that were affected by the power of what God did through Paul, but because of those little veins, mm-hmm, those little disciples, and they're not little in any way, because regardless of the fact of that men did, the eyes of men did not see them, I promise you that the eyes of God saw every single moment that they, mm-hmm, were faithful with.
It's powerful. Yeah, you know, that's the whole thing. And if you stay in the place of carnality and flesh, you know, it's those that are wanting to be the, mm-hmm, face or the this or the that. Mm-hmm. Listen, you know, I often think about, I think it was 30,000 men that built Solomon's temple. You know, those were skilled, every single one of them, mm-hmm, who spent countless hours building the temple of God. Nobody knows their name.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Nobody knows what they did. And 8, 10, 12 hour days, who knows? How long, how many years did it take to move the trees? They didn't have the modern technology. They didn't have, you know, everything that it took, the stone to move those. Mm-hmm. And nobody saw them. But believe me, like you said, God sees them. And that's the whole thing about what we're doing for God on any given level. You're not doing anything horizontally. You're always doing things vertically. You're doing it for the audience of one.
Yeah.
And you're not really prepared in ministry unless you're doing it for the audience of one, unless you're doing it for the Lord.
Mm-hmm. And the continuing thing is, like, in the awesome thing about that is, like, when you look at our bodies, and I don't know the depths of this, but you look at, like, the amount of cells that die and pass off. You look at, like, your skin cells and die and pass off. There's a constant changing, right? A constant transition. Mm-hmm. And you look at the fact, like you're saying before in an earlier program, it's just like David was described as a man who was faithful in his generation. And it's like if God is pouring and making us something known to us of who he is in our generation, we're called to pass that on. It's about that next generation. It's about that next movement so that the body can still be faithful, can still be healthy tomorrow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's that much more of a significant impact that we have to be able to be sure that we... It's about the next generation.
Yeah.
Passing it on.
Yeah. And you got to be, I love what you said, you got to be able to stay in your lane. You got to, mm-hmm, know what God has called you to. Yes, the body of Christ is diverse. We love the entire body. We love all the different things that God is, mm-hmm, doing in the body. But you got to know what God's called you to, mm-hmm, where he's called you, and what is your part? What is your part of the ark that you're supposed to hold and carry before the Lord? Mm-hmm. And God's going to judge you based upon that. That's, you know, what he's looking, that's at right, what he's giving you to do. Mm-hmm. And so all you have to do is be faithful. Be faithful to what he's told you, and you're going to be okay. Hold the line. Serve God. And do great exploits for him. But it's so important because, you know, the move of God that's coming, it's not going to be, as I understand it, it may be all the names that people may think it may be, mm-hmm, and maybe they're going to be used. But I believe that there's going to be a lot of nameless and faceless folks that you're talking about, Steve, mm-hmm, that are going to be used. And because here's the thing, God has this, I don't know, this weird idea that it's all about him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's all about him. He shares his glory with no man. Mm-hmm. And he just wants us to get out of the way. See, we're just the tool, mm-hmm, in his hand. And just as foolish it would be for the hammer to try to shout and say it's about me, or the drill to say it's about me, I'm making all the noise. No, you're just in the master's hand. You're just, mm-hmm, the tool and the one that's operating it. And if we understand that I'm just the tool, God is going to get all the glory. He's going to do what he wants to do. All I'm doing in my life is being prepared, making myself ready for when the time, that moment when God says, I need a pen, and he goes into the jar, I need a pencil, I need an eraser, whatever it is, that you're just saying, Lord, pick me, pull me out, pick me, so that you can be used by the master. Get ready. God's doing a great work. He's looking for you. Will you be the one?
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.